keeping North Central Kansas informed. This is a Classic Rock Z96.3 The Lake News Update.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm David Oliver with your latest headlines from 13 News. A Kansas man will spend at least half a century behind bars for the rape and murder of a five-year-old Topeka girl. A Shawnee County judge sentenced Michael Cherry to two consecutive life sentences in the 2023 death of five-year-old Zoe Felix. Kansans at or near Fort Riley today may see and hear an emergency response, but there's no cause for concern. Fort Riley is conducting its annual emergency preparedness exercise. Army leaders say it's a chance to test response procedures in the event of a real-life emergency. The plan to add the Crown Uptown Theater to Wichita's Register of Historic Places has failed. The proposal to add the theater aimed to prevent its demolition. The owner of the theater had previously threatened to demolish it, claiming the city wouldn't allow him to increase its capacity. In Topeka, David Oliver, 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
After spending years in foster care, Lexi worried that she and her brother were too old to be adopted. Thankfully, the siblings were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I love teenagers. To see how brave Lexi was and how she opened herself up to being in a family, all of a sudden, she's holding my hand and calling me mom. It was really special.
Every child, no matter their age, deserves to grow up in a safe, permanent home.
Children at every age experience challenges. Teenagers are more complex than young children, but in the best ways.
You're never too old for family. Learn how you can help children still waiting to be adopted from foster care at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Classic Rock, Z96.3, The Lake Weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy today with a slight chance for isolated storms. High of 90. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 63. Cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for storms, 77. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
When accidents happen, trust DeVore Auto Body and Collision to get you back on the road. And now they're doing even more for your ride. In addition to top-notch collision repair and 24-hour record service, DeVore is now offering service work and AC repair to keep you cool and running smooth all year long. Call 534-1982, that's 534-1982, for fast, friendly, reliable service. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, where quality meets hometown care.
When you need body work done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566, 738-6566.
The Osborne County Fair is back July 23rd through the 26th, and it's packed with family fun from sunup to sundown. Kids can enjoy inflatables for just $5, the You Can Dig It Sand Pit, daily treasure hunts, and petting zoo open until 9 p.m. There's bingo in the beer garden, frog and turtle races, and free watermelon at the arena. Don't miss the thrills of IMCA car races Wednesday and Thursday night, and catch the Kids Rodeo three-person team games on Friday. And Saturday's the big one, food truck night, laser tag, and the wild and wacky horse costume contest. Bring the whole family for fun, food, and unforgettable memories at the Osborne County Fair, right here in Osborne, Kansas.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The Chiefs accomplished their final major objective for this offseason, reaching agreement with right guard Trey Smith on a four-year, $94 million contract, a record-setting deal that makes him the highest-paid interior lineman in the league history, sources told Adam Schefter and Nate Taylor of ESPN on Tuesday. Smith's deal includes $70 million guaranteed, the most guaranteed ever money awarded to an NFL guard. Smith, 26, entered Tuesday as the lone NFL player who was still on the franchise tag, a move the Chiefs made February 28th to prevent him from hitting free agency. GM Brett Veach and coach Andy Reid made a decision which restricted Smith to a one-year deal worth $23.4 million so the team would continue to negotiate with him in hopes of signing a new contract before today's 3 p.m. Central deadline for franchise players to agree to long-term contracts. A first-time Pro Bowler last season, Smith will continue to be a core contributor. He'll block alongside a projected five-man lineup that includes new left tackle Jalen Moore, new left guard Kingsley Suamataia, all-pro center Creed Humphrey, and right tackle Jawan Taylor. It is expected Josh Simmons could fight for that left tackle spot. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
We're talking with Casey Seifert today, coach, principal, everything back at Beloit. You're about 8 hours away from home at Italy and Greece, a chance of a lifetime for 48 kids. And from the social media network, it looks like that this particular trip's going to be hard to beat. You celebrated an anniversary with your wife in tow in Italy. You got your daughter in Italy. Just tell us a little bit about your first couple of days in Italy.
Yeah, so we landed in Italy, and I'm going to say we hit the ground running, and we, you know, we went to the Vatican City and St. Peter's Basilica, and we walked through the Holy Doors and did that, and then we went to the Pantheon and walked through downtown Rome and learned a lot, and then we came the next, I guess it was in the afternoon, we went to the Colosseum, and through the Forum and all of that. And so seeing the Colosseum and just how everything is, and you know, you watch the movie Gladiator and you think, I wonder if it really looks like this. And then you go there and it really looks like just like the movie. I mean, it was so almost overwhelming, and just, it's been a fantastic, first 5 days.
Well, Coach Casey Seifert, to you, like I said, to have your wife there for your anniversary, your daughter in tow before she heads to Oklahoma State. You've been in a lot of big events, such as the state track meet and being the principal and coaching football, and been doing this, taking kids and parents on trips to overseas 3-4 times of your life. But this one, according to the kids and the social media, seems to knock the rest out of the water.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, it's, you know, tonight we were swimming in the Mediterranean and just kind of hanging out. And it's like, okay, we're in Greece and hanging out in Athens. And today, you know, we went up the Acropolis and we went to the top of it. And we're going through not only museums, but actually these actual locations from, you know, 400 BC. And it's like this stone was created and some guy put it up there, and it's the largest thing that I've ever seen. And so it puts into perspective, you know, when we go to Washington, D.C., we see stuff that's 200, 250 years old. And here, you know, that's new stuff. And so the kids are fantastic. We've eaten great food and they've all tried it. I'm not saying they've all loved the local flair, but we've all tried. The Italian was fantastic. The pasta there was unbelievable. But, you know, today we had gyros at lunch and the kids all tried it. And some of them really, really liked it. And some of them said, I think I might just want some French fries.
Well, Casey, what's the plan the next couple of days, and when will you guys be coming home?
So tomorrow we're going to the Oracle of Delphi, which is kind of an ancient religious site for the Greek gods, where they would go and worship them. And they have basically a temple there. So we'll drive there in the morning. And then we'll come back, we'll hit lunch. We'll kind of just try to hit it wherever it is. So tomorrow lunch will be kind of on our own, but we'll get the kids someplace that's authentic is our goal. And then tomorrow afternoon, so tonight we were only in the Mediterranean. We only went to the beach for about an hour because our time was late. But tomorrow we're going about 3 or 4 hours. And so the kids are fired up about going to the beach and, you know, obviously the ocean and the aura of the Mediterranean Sea is pretty exciting and something that people in the middle of Kansas don't get too much to.
Well, Casey, sounded like a trip of a lifetime. How was that 8-hour flight from Chicago to Rome?
I'm not going to lie to you. As much as I'd like to say, I slept most of it. an 8-hour flight's a long flight. And so we were pretty crammed, and, you know, Brody Litton's with us, all six of them, hanging out in the middle seat aisle. And there's nothing you can do but kind of curl up in a ball and make it work and, you know, try to get through it. And that's just how it is, but it's been worth it. So that's the one thing that coming here and I want to say checking off a whole bunch of boxes off of things to do in my life and the other kids' life has been definitely part of it.
How's the natives been treating the Americans, especially kids? I'm sure everything's been really good, but has there been much interaction with native Italians or the Greece people?
Yeah, they've been fantastic, and you know, Italian isn't too far off from Spanish, so our kids can kind of understand it, and all of our kids have had Spanish, and so that language wasn't too difficult. Greek is much different, so the language there is much harder to understand. However, most of the people in Greece so far have at least understood English and been able to speak it back to us. And so, but they've been fantastic with our kids, and our kids, you know, we have good kids and they're polite. And I would say that the people have appreciated how our kids have behaved. And I would say that I've appreciated that as well. But like they've been good and everybody's treated us really well.
Well, Casey, I know it's 11:30 your time and you're probably ready for bed, exhausted after 4 days of travel and touring, and thanks for a phone call today, and hope that everything goes well the next couple of days, and safe flight back to America, and drive back into Beloit, and then it's going to be showtime for all the athletes, teachers, and especially the principal administrators coming up the 1st of August.
You bet. I appreciate talking to you, and we look forward to getting home after one more really good day, and hopefully we're so tired we just sleep on that whole plane ride back. It'll be great.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Your trusted partners at the Bank of Tescott would like to remind you, fraud doesn't take a day off, so neither do they. Scammers are getting sneakier, from fake phone calls to text messages that look real. Remember, the Bank of Tescott will never ask for your PIN, password, or social security number. If something fails off, pause, hang up, and call us directly. Let's stay one step ahead together. The Bank of Tescott. Committed to those they serve. Member FDIC.
What if I told you there is a drug that reduces the risk of death from breast cancer by 50%, that lowered the risk of colon cancer by 2/3, that reduces the risk of Alzheimer's by 40%, that reduces heart disease and high blood pressure by 40%, that lowers the risk of stroke by 1/3, and decreases depression? Well, it's not actually a drug. These are all benefits of exercise. Exercise is medicine. Let us help you stay healthy at the NCK Wellness Center, Beloit.
Wakanda Boats in Glen Elder, Kansas is ready to get you on the water in a Harris Tri-Tune. Harris offers a beautiful tune that is ready to cruise with family and friends on a lounge model or get some casts in on the fish and cruise model, where you can get the best of both worlds. Call today to find out what rebates are currently being offered to save on your dream pontoon. 180-month financing is available. See it all at WakandaBoats.com.
Get ready for a weekend of hands-on history at the 47th Annual Jewell County Threshing Bee. This weekend at the Mankato City Park and Historical Grounds. Kick off this celebration at 8 o'clock Friday night with the Good Sam Band and Beer Garden and Food Truck on site. Saturday and Sunday, enjoy live demonstrations of steam engines, blacksmithing, broom making, and more. Don't miss the daily Threshing Bee Parade. Antique tractors, kids games, auctions, bounce house, and the always popular pedal pool. Live music, food vendors, a beer garden, and free swimming, and so much more. Bring the whole family for a full weekend of unforgettable fun. $10 admission and kids 12 and under are free. For more information, head out to the Mankato City Park, July 19th through 20th, where history comes to life at the Jewell County Threshing Bee.
Summer is here. Are your legs ready? Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems now offers Esclerotherapy, a proven non-surgical treatment for unsightly spider veins. Safe, effective, and affordable, Esclera helps you feel confident again. Don't wait. Start your summer with smoother, clearer skin. Call 785-738-9405 today to schedule your consultation. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Ready, reliable, right here.
Classic Rock. C96.3, The Lake Weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy today with a slight chance for isolated storms. High of 90. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 63. Cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for storms, 77. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently 68.